Anselm Cruz was wearing a brown robe with the sphere dragon symbol of the Carnival City Cathedral. Padre, dressed in the green St. Patrick's traveling robe, also with the same icon, itched his paunch, then twirled his brown gray beard.
What's burning your onions, laddie? I know it's more than that abominable work of evil art in the center of this creator cursed temple, seeing he who shall not be spoken of is an evil portent. But there is something else.
This old dwarf has been round you long enough, Orlando laddie, not to ken it.
Bard towed a bit of sand scattered on the mosaic tile with his moccasin. I feel it in my gut, Padre. Something's not right. I can feel a spiritual battle going on around us.
The temple is a relic of a dark, dark past, snorted Padre, as he huffed like a snuffling stallion through his beard.
As evil as it is, laddie, this temple has the top hacked off. Mayhap, it would affect us like Bishop Connor's cathedral, but in a different way. The snake temples always use different structure patterns. There are great white dwarf scholars, Ori, my boy, who ken such things, not me. The Tartarian architecture looks different. That's all I ken, laddie. We dwarves have books stacked on top of more books, Orlando, on how the ancient Atlanticians were able to use their specially designed buildings and their spires and bells to affect us for good. Not many snake temple builders' books in the White Dwarf Castle Library, but there is probably one buried there in the King's Library somewhere.
Yes, Magi, Padre, my brother, replied Orlando Bard. The Tartarian style of architecture enhances the resonant qualities of the cyclopean walls of the Star Portal edifice. According to what I have read in Bardic Scrolls of the Elves, the energy it exudes, puts out, combines with ley line energy that stimulates our biological magnetic field and promotes feelings of strength, calm, energy, and well-being. It also kicks our immune system up a notch, too. While Anselm nodded quietly, Padre the Dwarf chewed on his beard braid and grunted in agreement. Bard continued,
It is my opinion, Padre and Anselm, that the Snake Temple architecture is still here because we serve Creator and Yesu, not the Snake Gods. That would not be good. In that, Padre, you are correct. Right as rain, as you often say.
The effect indeed would be negative. Weakness, fear, anxiety, mind fog. Well, the extent would probably depend on what level we are walking in favor and protection with Creator. Anselm quoted in his sing-song Latino narrator's voice, He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Psalm 91:14. No time now for a study, but there are several verses that suggest that through carelessness, sin, or rebellion, we may walk out from under Jesus' protection.
Bard and Padre nodded in agreement. Padre nodded once more. Then he asked,
What is bothering you, Orlando, my boy?
Bard looked anxiously around the heights of the temple, at the western mountains. My gut feeling, my spiritual premonition, is that before the day is done, things are going to get very tense. Yes, it will become very dangerous, and it will have little association with this old spooky temple, replied Bard with a scowl and a sigh. Just then, Big Jay, the filmographer and archaeologist, leader of the Earth film crew, walked by with a camera equipment box over one beefy shoulder.
I can feel it too, amigo. As my patron says all the time, as above, so below, he added in a whisper.
When the spiritual realm gets riled, it is only a matter of time. Like death and taxes, it will eventually manifest in the physical, amigos.
Brother Anselm, commanded Bard, you stay close to Gomez and Jorge, in case you need to interpret.
Padre, stand watch in the southeast position. As Big J left Bard and the two Padres, he suggested,
If you are praying, men, amigos, now would be a good time.
We are and we will, replied Orlando Bard. He added, Although personally, I am quite independent and don't wear my relationship with Creator on my sleeves. Pray as you feel led, Padres, and I will be in agreement with you, but do it quickly and then to your tasks. I will take the circumference check. 3 hours plodded by like lazy pachyderms on parade.
Except for the gurgling splash of the fountain, all was quiet. Grasshopper and Cricket Ensemble had left the open-air building. Their tension bar music of rattles and scratches silent at last. Warm was the breeze that carried tantalizing snippets of sweet grass clover scent. The mysterious odor of burnt ozone, old dust, and seashells still lingered. The dark and medium-gray cobblestone crossroads at the Penal Colony Mountains boundary remained without motion. No sightings of cryptid wolf humanoids or rogue Sasquatch at the crossroads stirred in the distant crossing paths below, just beyond the emerald green valley at the bottom of the foothills. Big J swatted a buzzing fly and then commanded Jose to get off the broken pillar seat at the southwest point and relieve Jorge of the camera. Big J motioned to the short, wiry Latino with the scraggy salt and pepper Van Dyke and whispered in Spanish to Jorge that Anselm would be sent over if interpretation was needed. Dr. Kimball left her lab kit to consult with him on the camera positioning and asked if the special telephoto lens was to his liking. Bard walked the perimeter of the temple top and chatted briefly with each guard and the other members of the team. When he approached Ranger Kai, the large, svelte Hawaiian chuckled and said, "I have heard you have a copy of the Jurassic Park movie series in the Earth fiction section of your library." Orlando Bard grinned a crooked half-grin and nodded, "And I can guess which line you are thinking about." Ranger Kai laughed and replied, "Well, Bart, I don't know if I can quote the actual line from the first movie. A close paraphrase will have to do. It is Dr. Ian Holmes asking, 'Are there actually any dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour?'" Bart stretched and replied, "Close enough." But the line was delivered with significantly more sarcasm. "When are we breaking for lunch, Bart?" asked Ranger Kai. "Oh, about noon, or in military parlance, about 1,200 hours. I'm going to set up my Coleman stove. We have a box of flashlights and lanterns for tonight. You will have night vision goggles for the night watch. Pretty hard to keep a campfire going up here. I brought two coffee pots, one for coffee and one for tea." Kai worked a kink out of his knee, readjusted his shotgun sling, and added, "We have the chemical heating packets and cans in the mermaid containers. Most of the MRE kits come with those little heating packets. You just put the sealed food packet in the heating pouch and add water to the chemical packed bag. And voila! Heated food. But it would be good to have fresh coffee. I might have tea today, though. I don't think Dr. Kimball will drink the whole pot. I'm not sure I like the MRE grape drink packs. The red and orange ones are tasty, though. When you mix the grape one up, it is sky blue. And rhetorical question, Bard. How does the blue drink taste? Blue!" Kai threw up his hands, his islander face expressing bewilderment. He shook his head and laughed. Bard worriedly scanned the grassy lands around and below the temple top. The grass only climbed about halfway up the temple and was pebbly sand the rest of the way to the top, till the rocky top below the marble slab of the ancient temple foundation. The sand was so steep and loose after that, it would be challenging to climb down without tumbling to the bottom. "I have shared enough missions, Kai, to know how MREs work," replied Bard as he scanned the horizon. Bard thought to himself, "As an Earth cryptid ranger, I have eaten more than my share of MREs. Most of them were quite tasty and convenient, but of course, I can't share those memories. I am disguised as a Carnival World half-elf, and if I don't keep that secret, I could end up in a black cell on Earth, or assassinated. If that mind reader, Sinoseph Bo, uses his mind-scrying psionic ability on me, I hope he keeps the knowledge to himself. Hopefully the other Sinos aren't as skilled with that trait as he is, or I could be in a heap of trouble, as the old saying goes." Clearing his straight thoughts, Bart said, "We are going to have a split break. I will have someone relieve you when you are up." Bart continued to check at each guard posting station and gave everyone a heads up about the split break.